a panorama. On several occasions, the light has come to me that Avondale is to be used as the Lord's farm. In a special sense, there is to be connected with this farm, land that shall be highly cultivated. Spread out before me, there was land planted with every kind of fruit trees that will bear fruit in this locality, also vegetable gardens, where seeds were sown and cultivated. If the managers of this farm and the teachers in the school will receive the Holy Spirit to work with them, they will have wisdom in their management, and God will bless their labors. The planting and the sowing, the gathering of the harvest, and the care of the trees are to be wonderful lessons for all the students. The invisible links which connect the sowing and the reaping are to be studied, and the goodness of God is to be pointed out and appreciated. It is the Lord that gives the virtue and the power to the soil and to the seed. Were it not for his divine agency, combined with human tact and ability, the seed sown would be useless. There is an unseen power constantly at work as man's servant, to feed and to clothe him. The parable of the seed, as studied in the daily experience of teacher and student, is to reveal that God is at work in nature, and it is to make plain the things of the kingdom of heaven.